tiny guy. Sorry. I praise God for this wonderful opportunity. I am unworthy to speak any words, but I have to tell how God saved my life and where I come from, what is my background, and you can give the marks, like, you know, whether I'm like able to survive, able to do ministry or not. So first of all, I'm really grateful to God and thankful to each and everyone. And my special thanks to my best friend, who I'm going to lose soon. So Chris and Jenny, they're best friends forever for our lives. And I'm really thankful to God. So, and I love to read John 3:16 in my language. Sorry for that. But I know you really, really enjoy while I've been reading. It is my language, which is a Telugu. So, John 3:16. Devudu lokamunu yanto preminchenu. Kaga tana advitiya kumaruniga puttinavani yandu viswasamunchivadu nashimpaka nithya jivamu pondunu. Hope you know the verse in English. So this is the verse when I was in the nothing, God touched my heart. So I read again and again every time. So John 3:16 is one of my best verse in my life. So yeah, we are six siblings to my parents, four brothers and two sisters. I'm youngest. So I'm a sixth one. Until my mother was passed away, I was the baby. So, and I'm thank you for your regular prayers for my mother. And she always used to tell them to thank you to each and everyone who prayed for my life. So that's a long story. Anyway, thank you for my mother. Even she is not physically, she is not alive, but I know we are going to see her one day in Christ. That's our hope. But she always used to convey the regards from her side. So thank you for that. So we are six siblings. Except me, rest of other five are working for police, which is unusual. I don't know how God saved me out of my other five siblings. That is a miracle in my life. Then I was, I'm not a good student. My graders are here. They can evaluate my papers and everything. I was a sportsman. If you give me a paper to read, it takes forever. I cannot read complete, you know, that hard. But I can run 50 miles without stopping. That's me, you know. But anyway, that's a God completed plan is different. Like, you know, it changed upside down. Now I cannot run, but I can read the text, the word of God. That's me. So that is another thing. Until 1999, my life was okay. I was explored everywhere. I am a rebel. I'm a gangster. I'm complete because of my parents and my brothers. We can do anything because we have a police background, police, and we grew up among police. My classmates, my friends, best friends, who are some people were died. My friends, because they're police, they're also, they grew up like rebels, and we have an attitude, we can do anything. That's what where we grew up. And my parents want to see me in the police, as a police officer. So, but I don't know how we have a bad guys influenced my life. I praise God. God gave me some borders everywhere, like, you know, protected me without knowing God. Before I accepted God, I was in the God's plan. So God was always with me wherever I go. So bad influence, bad things, everything. But there are good guys, couple of guys are always with me. I don't know why. So, but I can tell now, but I don't know why that time. So, whenever we hit other people, whenever we do mess up things, these good guys used to next to me, hey, did the word of God says like this? I said, like, who are you to say that words? We are so angry. So we don't have a rules. We don't have a regulations. We don't have a law. We never respect to anything for anybody. We are where we are. That's it. So that there we grew up. Finally, God spoke to me, John 3:16 and Romans 3:23 and 6:23, all the times. I don't know why, all the times. Whenever I hit my friends when they told me those words. So the tough situation we brought up, and we grew among that culture. Then 1999, April 10th, I was in the road accident. It's a big accident. So God saved me from that accident. So we are 15 members in the SUV. It was upside down. It was flipped upside down. I don't know how many times when it was stopped, one of my knees, it was like one of my nephews who are 5 years old, he was underneath the car. It's like, you know, no way to live. He was died on the spot. But God, my older brother, it opens his head like a two parts, like it's a severe, major accident. So I have nothing, scratch even my body. So in the spot, in the seconds, God was teaching me, God spoke to me again, John 3:16. He was reminding me, if you die, where do you go? I heard the call. I heard the voice of God. So if you die, where do you go? That it struck my mind. And I was praying without knowing me, Lord, here I am. Please save me. Please, loud. I've been praying loud. So I've been keep telling, it's okay, it's okay. What's okay? Guy was died already. My mother was hit. My father was like a crash. We are 15 members. My whole family was there. That's a long story, but God spoke to me that day. Then I told my all friends, hey, leave me alone. Then I started telling the same story when God spoke to me. I started telling to my friends. I got hit, my own friends. You know, we do with my friends. So when I accepted Christ, when I start preaching or telling the gospel to my own friends, they start hitting me. Many times I got hit, my own friends. That's what our culture, we grew up among there. So finally, 1999, I accepted Christ, and that's April. Then God called me for his ministry, October 1999. So my brothers was so mad at me when I accepted call, God's call, and when we started going in the ministry, they are not happy. They are not allowed me to go. They said, like, you are not allowed to go for the gospel. No, you are not allowed. You have to do your job. That's important, because we all are good families and good jobs and everybody. So they expected me to be there. So finally, I was accepted like IRS, income tax. So because of my sports, we have everywhere we have admission, jobs everywhere, like open, free for us, because they need sports people. So I got job, 3.5 years I was working, and one day God spoke to me, hey, if you die that day, so where do you go? So then I was reading one of the missionaries' autobiography. He was writing, the missionary was in the London. He was a marine engineer. He was an Indian guy, and he was a Hindu guy who accepted Christ's call, and he went back to India. He left everything and went back to India. He was in the, God used him in a wonderful way. So I was reading his autobiography. He was mentioned, I want to utilize my blood for who shed for me and died for me and resurrected for me. That's only words. I was reading, and I was crying without knowing me. So why I'm using my blood here for income tax, for IRS people? So the next morning, I prepared a letter, resign letter. You know, I gave it to my officer. They got shocked, because which is a good job, high job. So nobody will reject that one. So they got shocked. They thought I got mad, like a mental something. Like they thought I need like a counseling or something. I said, like, no, I'm perfectly all right. God called me. That's my duty. Is not this one. My duty is my God's duty. I have to go that. Then that's a real situation started in my life. So that was 2003, April, almost April and May. Then I went home. My older brother, he opened the door when I went there. As soon as he opened the door, he heard I quit the job, I resigned everything. And so he opened the door, and he hit me as soon as I get in. So I have no clue what's going on in a second. So then when I get conscious, I said, like, hey, I know the same strength you have, I have the same strength, because you are the gangster, I was a gangster. Hey, I can do it in the physical way, but the only difference is I have a Christ. So who are you to say that word? Then he hit me more. I said, that's you. It's okay. That's fine. So my three brothers, in the three different times, they hit me. I know they do. I prepared. When I face them, they do that. I know that. So anyway, they hit me, and they said, it's a very, very hard things. So they said, you better not to stay at home, you better go out. I said, who are you to say that? I need to go out, because there is a lots of work I have to do. So anyway, finally I met my dad. So he was so mad at me. He said, like, why did you come home? You would have died there, which means, like, he has a pain because I left the job and everything. So anyway, I faced my dad also. He did not hit me, but he was so mad at me. Then, anyway, that's I left my home. I think three years, I didn't go home. Nobody knows where I was. I used to have lots of salary, so big money, and we have friends. And I used to support many friends. But I never seen, I never look at that, I never touch even money. I don't want that. That's not me. So I know God called me, God separated me. I am in a God's plan. So I left everything. 3.5 years, I was struggled and struggled and struggled. So one of my good friends, he was a wonderful missionary. He said like, hey, why do you struggle this way? Hey, go. Where you want me to go? He said like, hey, go to some Bible college. I said, I'm not a good student. Again, you know, the same back. He said, no, you can study, go, and I will support you. So then he said like, so why don't you go to America? Then people can understand they can, when you go to America, when you start your theological education, when you come back, they can understand you. I know they never change their minds. They're pretty strong people. So anyway, he helped me to come to Cincinnati. I got accepted my visa. It was a long story, zero English. I have no clue when I was at the first time interview at the consulate. So by God's grace, I was accepted. That was second time. So when I went to home with my passport, my older brother was asking me, I didn't show my passport. It was in my pocket. So are you still alive? My brother was like a sarcastically, he was asking me, are you still alive? I said, yes, I'm alive. I will alive. And I preach the gospel until my last breath. I was so mad. And when I show my passport to my brother, so what is this one? I said, I got accepted to America. I'm going to America. He said, are you serious? Are you going to America? Then he started like a sweet and, nice and with me, not with Christ. You know, I'm going to America. They need different ideas. So anyway, I was completely a different world, and God called me for his ministry. I was accepted my ministry. I came to United States to pursue my bachelor's degree. That was in Cincinnati, Temple Baptist College, which is small college. In 2007, January 10th, I came here. So December, I went back home missions. I accepted my God's call, and I was on my way to my home. One of my friends, she was they're wonderful people back home. They're missionaries. I stayed their home. She told me just overnight. I stayed just overnight, and she told me, "Hey, are you married? We have a girl." I said, "I have no clue. My plan. I came for missions, so I said I don't have a plan anything." Then that I stayed. I went there home evening. I supposed to leave morning 8 o'clock. So before I leave their home, a girl sitting on the couch, she told me, hey, that is the girl, would you marry her? I don't have any plan. So that was December 5th. I was passing through. I was really shy. I don't know what to speak with her. I didn't even see. So anyway, that was December 5th. I went home December 8th. I was sharing with my parents. Mom, I saw one girl in one of my aunt's friend's place. So they said, like, let's go. We all can go and see their families. That was 18 hours traveling by road. So my mother, my father, my brothers, everybody, they started traveling with me. So we went there the same month, probably a week later. December 11th evening, we went there, their town. We stayed in the hotel. December 12th, next day, we visited their home. We are talking, my parents and their parents. So While we are talking, like my dad and my mother-in-law, they all said, like, why don't you engage her? How come? I don't know who is she. I don't know what's going on. So anyway, that's just while we are talking, they proposed. I said, like, I need to talk to her first. Then they arranged a room for me. In a minute, I was talking. The all simple questions, three questions. One is, so are you Christian? She said yes. Second thing, I asked, like, hey, are you willing to marry me? Because, you know, she studied well, and I'm nothing. In India, if you are a Christian leader, pastor, or evangelist, no matter you are, if you are a Christian, you are an untouchable, zero value. So I said, still you want to marry me? She said, like, with smile, she said yes. And third question, I'm a missionary. If God wants to, if God called me to go to Pakistan, I have to go. In China, I have to go. Are you willing to marry me? She said with big smile. The poor lady, she said yes. So that's only my interview with her. So we got engaged that day in a few minutes. That's Anita. She is behind. She's sitting. So that's December 12th, we got engaged, and 22nd, we got married. So in between December 5th, 12th, and 22nd, we did not talk to each other. That's our story. So we got married. It's already 6 years completed. This is 7 years. God gave to beautiful young boys, and you know, David is 4 and a half. Zach is 3 today, 3 years. So we call like a monkey, that guy. So yeah, I'm still active because of that guy. He, you know, he makes me like that. See, this is all God's plan. This is all God's plan. I am nothing to say any words, but God has been gracious in my life. Okay, then another reality started. 2007, I got married. 2008, I left her after 14 days. We stayed together. I left her in India. My passion is to preach the gospel to Indian people. That's me. So I traveled in 7 years. I traveled 14 times to India. If I drink, preaching the gospel to India. Eating food, preaching gospel to India. If I talk, preaching gospel to Indian people. That's me. I want to do, because God saved me from dangerous places. God saved me big car wreck. That's a part. And 2008, I was preaching in one town. I preached in one town. Very next morning, I have to preach in my native town. We traveled there from that town to another town. We are traveling by train. So that was the 31st night, July. August 1st is my birthday. So 31st night, I preached. I was traveling in train. The train was, it was burnt. Hundreds of people were died in front of our eyes. It was like a huge train accident. So God saved me. Fraction of second in front of our eyes, people knocked the doors, and seconds, people died. We saved some people, half dead, half alive. Some people were, some terrible story. God saved me, and God gave another life. So 2008. July 31st night and August 1st. So, and I preached August 15th, another town, and 16th, I was in the road accident. Anita and I, we both are going to another town. So we were in the road accident. So God saved me. Terrible accident. And another time I was traveling, I was about to land in Hyderabad. It was like a 40 hours my flight that time. So I was praying, Lord, thank you. I want to go right now. So I mean, probably in a 15 minutes, we are going to reach. The flight was lost control. They said, like, I don't know. People were screaming. They were crying. They're praying. People, so many Hindu people there, they were loud. They're praying because they have no hope, they can survive. So we were praying. God saved me. 2008, it was a terrible. God saved, renew my life. So in every year, God has been gracious my life. So finally, God called us to go to Boston. So when I got a call from Boston, I did not accept because my call to go to India. So then NAM supervisor from Boston, he called me and he said, like, hey, we heard about your family. We need your family. I said, like, for what? They said, we need your family because so many Indian people are there, no evangelical church. I said, that's not me. You have to find out other family. He said, he was talking 6 months back and forth. He was calling me and I was telling, that's not me. I have to go. So one day he got mad at me. He was real mad at me. You are telling every time we have to go back to India. If God wants to bring Indian people in front of you, what do you do? I said, what do you mean by that? He said, 80,000 Indians, zero evangelical church. They're planting rapidly like Indian temples, Hindu temples. So what do you do if God wants to go there? I said, like, well, give me one day or 2 days. Let me call you back. Then because I did not share with Anita, I'm scared because we are preparing to go back to India. So if I say to Anita anything, again, there's a big change. So I'm a little scared to share with her. But that day, I couldn't stop. I went there to Anita. I said, hey, we need to pray. For what? She said. And I told her, I think we have to go to Boston. You think it's okay? If God called me to go to Boston, you think it's okay? She said, yeah. Do you remember December 12th, you told me, if God called me to go to Boston, you have to go. If God called me to go to Pakistan, you told me you have to go to, right? So if God called you to go to Boston, you have to obey. So then I got shocked. Then, we were praying, and next day I called, hey, I'm coming, we are coming. And he got shocked because 6 months he'd been keep asking me. Very next day he said, like, yeah, we are very happy to come. So now another big challenge in front of me. Pray for that. Our visas is real difficult. We applied our visas. Thank you for your praying for that. So my visa was denied. We applied, it's denied. We are, right now we are on air. We don't know what to do. So if my visa is not accepted, I cannot go. I have to go back to India. But I'm okay. Wherever God send me, I am here and to go and preach the gospel. So whatever we heard, whatever we've been going through, so the same words, the same God we want to preach. So continue pray for our family. And we are in real need of our visa changing situation. So thank you. And I'm really grateful to Chris and Ken and Dustin. So Chris, thank you. You all are such a great blessing to us. And Vine Street is a great blessing to our lives. Thank you so much.
Anita, you bring the boys up here.